Hello and welcome to another spooky edition of Never a Straight Answer, the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm Gaz, and in the studio, as always, the trick-or-treat Taylor.
Hey,
have you got any? Have you got any treats for me?
No, sorry, mate.
Oh, gee whiz.
Didn't bring any along.
I've had the door going all night tonight. They've just been knocking on. No, have I? Because
why aren't you?
I didn't have any sweets for him.
Oh, so you're lucky you didn't get a trick then.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Well, I was busy.
No, had the old days.
Playing Red Dead Redemption. So,
I
couldn't
enough.
Answer the door anyway, so I was too engrossed.
True, you were too busy.
I was riding my horse and drinking my milk.
Having a
mosey around and, you know, it's got all good, yeah. You've been on it as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been all right. I weren't actually going to get it when it first came out, but
I've been looking forward to it. I love Rockstar.
I ordered it online straight away. Yeah,
oh, I know. But they do kind of do that, don't they? Where they kind of wait for a month
or so. Yeah, leave me for a month or something.
I think that's all good because you're practicing the game. You've got a bit, you get your head into it, all the controls and stuff.
Yeah, which I agree. Yeah, because there's so much content in there now.
Yeah.
You need that time to do the...
Well, we'll talk a bit more about that later in entertainment news anyway. That's what I've been doing, so, and that's why the kids didn't get any sweets this
cruel
Halloween.
Well, it is Halloween.
Happy
so
Halloween, It is the 31st of October,
it is,
2018, and we are so sad we haven't got a party to go to.
No, it's
a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, probably all the parties are going to happen on the weekend, isn't it? But yeah, we're partying along with you guys.
Yeah. Get down and boogie.
Get down with your boobies, if you like. So yeah, we've got a bit more kind of spooky stuff. And then I think we're going to, next couple of episodes, we're going to kind of go into the, back into the normal swing of things in terms of conspiracies and like government projects and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's going around at the time?
I like Halloween stuff, and it kind of does give us that option to delve into the paranormal, as it were.
It is in the wrong...
It's that time of year.
Yeah,
soon we'll be giving you conspiracies about Santa Claus and Krampus. Cherish these moments, guys. Cherish the moments. And... what's been happening in the news this week?
Apparently we've got NASA's been on the old speaker again on the old Twitter and shit, and they're stating now that it weren't them actually. It was actually a couple of Hungarian scientists that put in the claim that there are two ghost moons around Earth.
Okay,
but the thing I just can't get around on this. Is like the dusty planets.
Right.
Okay, fair enough.
So what does that mean in terms of like the towards dusty planets? So does that mean anything?
Well, imagine the moon with shed loads, like Mars at the minute.
The moon's quite a dusty planet, I suppose, but that's a moon, isn't it? So, these are moons as well.
Yeah,
so.
But they're going to have little bits of shit around that in the atmosphere outside.
Are these guys wanting to go up and test it? Is that what they're after, or is it just the case that they've just discovered them?
Just discovered them, but they must have discovered them for a while before they brought the information out. But like they've said,
it's
hard to find objects on the outside of our solar system, but it's even harder on right next to us. Then,
get
us up there to have a look.
It is funny because if you're looking, you're looking off into the horizon, into the distance. So you'd be stand to reason that they'd think that everything in our solar system's already been discovered.
Yeah.
And we'll look past
no
that.
Way yeah. clear.
So I can imagine it is difficult to find stuff
local. Yeah, but you move slowly,
crawl,
don't jump.
God, I feel like I'm losing my voice again.
Then again, Planet X.
Apologies, guys.
We need that for Planet X.
Well, could this be debris from Planet X, potentially? Because moons are moon size, it's still quite small.
You're joking, aren't you? You're fucking joking. Right, these are the claims, right?
Okay.
That the size...
You're going to tell me they're humongous now, aren't you? Go on, how big are
they? I just couldn't believe it. Right. 30 times larger than our distant moon.
Right, so that's not our moon, that's a moon in
that
our...
is our moon.
Oh,
that's
right,
our
okay.
nearest moon.
Right, okay, that so
30
not,
times
we'd be able to see it in the sky,
like,
surely.
Yeah,
we?
Exactly. That's like, I mean, it can't be classed as a moon if it's like near fucking Mars, because
yeah,
cool. it'd be caught
wasn't
in the
there,
Mars.
Think, a story about China wanting to put up artificial moons.
Yeah, one of many, about 30.
Yeah,
I think
2020 they want to have it up by, yeah. And it's to kind of cast light down on impoverished areas to save money.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
But they said that would be visible from other countries.
You reckon about 225, roughly about 225 million they can save.
That's crazy. So, I mean, if we can see a man-made moon that's put up in the sky, why can't we see these so-called...
Would you really want them up there?
Who? What? The Chinese ones?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want the Chinese ones, because at the end of the day, we'll end up with a shitload of moons.
How are we going to keep them up there?
They just throw them up into our...
We've run out of helium anyway,
no,
so, you
no,
know.
No, they'll probably take it up by rocket and then have it just suspended in our lower atmosphere, so it's...
By what, balloons?
No, like our satellites, the orbit. They come out of our atmosphere and start orbiting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's basically probably how they'll do it. It's
yeah, but then you're
going to
have problems with like satellites. Are the satellites going to be able to get through?
Do you
it?
Know how many satellites are up there?
There is fucking
absolutely tons,
thousands
and they've
of
all
tons.
Got GPS.
Yeah.
And it's like how
which
you
doesn't
could,
work proper.
You could probably like implement that to the roads. So when they do, don't they, with sensors and
yeah.
GPS? So and they do the it
GPS
in the sky.
Has just been
they do it in the sky with flight recorders and stuff like that, where a plane won't crash into a plane because it's got a flight plan. And a guidance
system. What if a
system.
Balloon got get? What if one of these
summit
road? Moons get in
yeah,
the way?
Yeah. Well, if a moon gets in the way, then it's definitely going to cause problems.
Yeah. What's the material going to be made out of? What will happen if actually summit hits it and it comes out the sky?
Yeah.
You know, is there going to be material in there to make a big like fucking bomb or something?
I don't know, man.
There's all sorts of questions to it, but I don't like the idea because you're putting more shit up there. We can't see.
Yeah, when we just make you're just making it kind of like if there are other species and other kind of planet extraterrestrials.
Yeah,
we're just making it like hello
harder
guys.
Harder for them to
not harder for them, easier for them to spot us because as soon as they come into the approach Earth, they're gonna go. Well,
yeah, but we did that with the first radio call.
There's obviously life on this planet. They've all, look at me, they're sticking shitty moons up everywhere.
Well,
it's the equivalent of having like folk art in your garden on your lawn, isn't it? It's like, welcome to Earth. We've got all these gnomes everywhere on the garden path.
It'd be like being in World War II again with all the fucking balloons up.
The Hindenburg.
You know what I mean? All the balloons to stop the aircraft.
Well, again, it's like, if it's creating light, I mean, like, then surely.
Yeah, but
that's
surely,
not adding to global warming.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not,
it
that's
is.
Not
yeah,
helping
it is.
The global warming.
Yeah,
fact,
it is, though,
it?
Because night creatures, it could disturb the. It depends on
the. Oh, yeah,
no,
it'll fuck up the
and
ecosystem.
And also, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
but
you're
what
talking,
I'm talking
like,
about
plants,
is,
stuff
in
like
terms
that.
Of, like, if the moon reflects light, and we get a certain amount of moonlight even at night, right? Then what happens in the daytime when we get light and these moons are still kind of stationary or wherever they are, then are they not going to like reflect more light onto Earth in the day as well, warming the planet?
Exactly.
Not a good idea.
No. Yeah,
and they're already going on about this global warming, climate change
it's all
bullshit
anyway.
So, you know, I love how every time we say bullshit, we just say it in fucking unison. It's
great. Yeah, because it's right, man. Because it's like, yeah, the reason why they've done it is so... Everyone looks to spend money on getting these materials, you know. We can't even get rid of most of the materials
girl,
we make now. Why not?
Yeah,
why can't
it.
We reintroduce it back into the system and actually stuff that works all the time instead
so
of designed
say,
to work for 5 fucking minutes?
What are they saying these moons are and what are they planning on doing?
Dusty moons, basically. The big ball of dust.
Right.
But now they're trying to classify it as moons, basically.
Well, I bet they're fucking pissed off now because they've been sending rockets up to go and visit all these asteroids.
Yeah,
and then they found a couple of moons on the doorstep.
This is how I see it. I don't think this is directly from NASA, but the way I see it is the ISS has been for God knows how long spotting stuff out there that from far a distance on the other side of the planet that you're seeing like green glows, red glows, blue glows, and it, and it's like all
the
dusty.
All the grows of the bow, man.
They are, man. Yeah. And it does look dusty kind of area. Now, this is what they're going to plan on turning around and saying. I can see it right away. Yeah, there's basically, there's something going on and they don't want us to know.
Yeah.
And like, they're going to put us off as much as possible. Until,
like I say, I think you should be able to see those moons in the sky, right?
Exactly.
So does this mean that, do you know, like we've been seeing all these clouds and everyone's been suspecting that there's something being covered up. And I was saying earlier about how potentially it's the blue beam style stuff being used to kind of cover up what's actually going on.
You mean like cover the sky?
Cover the sky, so we can't see what's actually out there.
Potentially that is a possibility. But then the problem on that is like
everything's a possibility.
Everything we designed or design, at one point or another, there's something that's going to go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in this day and age, you know what I mean? It's not built to last.
Nothing is built to last, is it? It all has a shelf life. Yeah. And I think...
It's all money.
Of course it is. We're going to do it. Actually, I want to do kind of a thing about this because there's a lot of products out there that you wouldn't believe that when they were invented, they were a lot more durable, let's say. And there was a lot of products like... I'll just give you an example, the razor. There was an invention like the razor that wouldn't go blunt.
Yeah.
Like, but where's the money in that? You sell guy a razor blade that never goes blunt. He never needs to buy another razor blade. And there's a lot more of these products. We'll go into another day.
Greed.
Sticking on the NASA topic, have you seen this mysterious object that was captured on the ISS recently?
I know there are
a lot of these mysterious objects, but they usually cut the feed, don't they, on these? And it's quite quick how they cut the feed, but this has sparked off a NASA conspiracy frenzy. Now I can't tell because it looks like a little pixel, a little block, or
a black block.
A little white block on this video I saw.
Yeah, in the bottom section because it wasn't for like four screens.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It looks like it's kind of going over a planet, but it's not. Apparently, that was the darkness of space.
Oh, right.
But after using contrast and
when that's supposed to be purple
stuff. Well, they were using a lot of different filters to try and get a picture of this object.
Yeah.
And as it comes across the screen, it's kind of just this little object.
Yeah, it
looks like a cube. And it sparked off a bit of a frenzy. And
I wonder if it wasn't a cube, but it was actually attached to it.
It kind of just looks like whatever it is that it's been pixelated over. Like, and everyone's going on about this weird object when it's actually just a pixel.
Don't surprise me now if they could program computer to pixelize it, saying, if anything goes over, pixelize it.
Yeah, but it's still something that's moving.
Yeah,
and,
totally
you could
agree.
Just pass
they
it
could
off
say,
as a satellite.
Oh, it's a bird, a meteorite,
it's
a
Chinese moon.
Swan.
Yeah, Chinese moon or,
exactly.
Or a satellite or something like
testing
that.
Testing it or a rocket or satellite, you know, bullshit that they say.
So, any more NASA,
blue beam thing, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what I'm thinking, because I was thinking about this when we were talking about Planet X, about how, you know, if we've got the technology to cover up what's going on in the sky, then if something was approaching, it makes sense to use it, because everyone would go about the day like normal.
Yeah.
You know, and do you know what, right? Would you go to, if you saw a planet in the sky?
Yeah, I have.
Right? I know you have. I'm talking... If you saw, walked out your door tomorrow and Planet X...
saw the planet like I seen it.
Planet X was up in the sky, right? Would you go work?
Would I fuck?
Well, I had this conversation with somebody a while back and they just said, well, yeah, because if it gets sorted out, I still need to pay my bills. And I reckon a vast majority of the population would just carry on as normal.
That's stupid.
And get, you know, the milk would still get delivered.
It's a big event.
The fucking corner shop would still open.
That's like saying on your
trains
wedding day, you're going to work.
On time.
And well, 5 minutes after you leave, you get to get
married.
I reckon
to an extent, like a lot of people would carry on working. But like, you know, you've got
journalists,
newsreaders, presenters, that type of stuff. But
everything will stop. So in
well, that's
in,
it. Everything
in a way,
would stop.
Yeah,
but
doctors,
like,
nurses,
if it was a global event, yeah, then there'll be a lot of people who just wouldn't, but I reckon there's a lot of people who just be kind of like, oh, we all get sorted out, we'll just carry on.
No, I want to know what the fuck is that and what we're doing about
personally,
it.
Personally, I think it's a valid reason for not going in, but...
Yeah. Fuck is that, mate? I don't care now.
Well, it doesn't matter.
I do not care no more.
Your whole sort of outlook might possibly change.
Forget everything else. It's all about, right, family, friends, right, what we're going to do.
I've got an update. Remember the ghost girl that we were talking about a while ago?
Yeah, all girl, over the fucking news now.
Yeah, we were talking about this fucking ages ago, and it was like this girl, she wanted to marry a ghost. A poltergeist.
Yeah, an Australian, down with her.
Yeah, but she'd had a string of ghostly relationships.
Yeah,
it's
bitch.
All over the news. Don't know if they listen to the podcast and it's gone viral.
I think they're sneaking out
shit. Or has it just took that long?
And it's true as well.
Is it just because it's Halloween?
What's he doing in the news if it's true?
I know, well...
That surprised me the most. Well, it's like, what the fuck?
So here's another weird person. A man who cut off his own ears and nose.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wants to be more like a skeleton. He looks like a skull. Have we covered this one as well?
Has he been watching too much E-Man? That's what he's been doing.
He does. He looks a lot like Skeletor, actually, right?
The guy, but he is a good designer, I must admit.
He really does. He's took this look to an extreme. He's called Eric Ramirez. He's 22, from Colombia.
Is he married, kids?
He's probably not, to be honest. But he started the transformation off 10 years ago after the death of his mother, and that just says to me
damage.
That he's just no one there to tell him it's a bad idea.
Yeah. Psychological damage, I think. Yeah.
Well, Eric is also known
as... still in the griefing moment.
Caraca Skull, Eric. Is also known as. And he does look super skull-like.
Yeah.
And he says his next operation is he's going to get his genitals removed.
Whoa,
I don't understand that.
He's coming to eunuch.
Yeah, he's going eunuch. So that's what makes me think he's not got a relationship.
No.
Because
she won't have that. No.
Unless, like, that's an extreme snip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it might be a little snip. He might just need tweezers.
Do you think I'm having any more kids, mate? I'm fuck that, mate. It costs me a fucking fortune. I'm whacking them off tomorrow.
What do you reckon? Over 100,000, you reckon, before they turn 18, then?
Well, Skeletor, mate, he's...
psychologically, that man, he need...
If you get a picture, if you want to Google him, have a Google, because it's the guy's got a look.
I think you're a bit too late now, though.
It's crazy how these people... I mean... It's all so accepted now, isn't it? Like body
image.
Yeah,
you can be who you want.
You can be who you want. It's like you're kind of like an avatar.
Actually, I disagree there.
But when you actually
only to a certain degree.
Yeah, when you're getting physical fucking like changes.
Well, at the end of the day, he can do what he wants, but realistically, he needs to have that conversation to see where the other paths of his life can be. What does he want in his path?
Do you know what? I just thought like an absolute adult then, and thought he's never gonna get that job interview, is he?
Well, it depends what it is. Interview for
that's actually
it?
A good point.
E-Man.
Actually, do you know when? Oh yeah, if he
yeah
can get
go E-Man, yeah, next
he
movie.
He could get the job on the So Money Supermarket.
Yeah, boss,
he might be that guy.
Beep beep.
So. Is another Halloween related news story. This guy, Tom Percy, he's made a boat out of a pumpkin, right?
Right.
So he's grown a really fucking large pumpkin. This is a big, big.
Is he a small man?
No, he's a big guy actually. He's kind of like.
What, are you on about large on the height or width?
No, he's a kind of a portly fella.
He's got a bit of muscle and a bit of bone.
He looks like a jolly guy, yeah.
Right,
what can I say? He actually works for York Maze, right?
Right.
And he decided to do this because he wanted to break a world record.
Fair enough.
This is a world record of the largest pumpkin boat.
He claims,
yeah. It's not been verified by Guinness yet.
Right, okay.
But it's, it weighs 619 kilograms or 1,364 pounds. Tom Percy, he's been sailing it down the River Ouse in York.
I'll say.
And he was on the news the other day doing that. And he says that you can go down to York Maze
and
until Sunday the 4th of November and have a gander at his boat.
Yeah, I'm going to take a slice, mate.
I don't think pumpkins last that long, as he estimated how long, because they do shrivel up quite quick.
Yeah, he must have it sprayed or something.
Because every time I've done a pumpkin, it looks great for the first 2 hours, but then it just turns to a fucking... A wrinkly state, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I've got to admit, I think I've only ever done, about three when I was younger, that's it. Mm-hmm. I haven't really done any since. Mind you, through the history of pumpkin, I wouldn't want to anyway.
I do a few, man. I've done a couple. This is the first year I've not really done one.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good news to you, that.
Why is that a bad thing?
Basically,
that's tonight's topic. Taylor's going to regale us with the history of Halloween.
And pumpkins.
And we've also got a lot of Halloween facts.
Yeah.
And a top 10, which is Halloween related as well. Fucking packed show tonight for you.
Halloween tonight.
We're trying to bump it up because it is actually All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
Where the witches and the ghouls and the ghosts and spectres congregate in the graveyards and chant and have a good fucking knees up, I suppose.
Bear and wee. That's all you need.
Bead and wee. There you go. So I've got a bit of entertainment news before we rock on to that.
Okie dokie. Billy B. Poke.
So we've already talked about Red Dead.
Yeah.
Right. So Red Dead's fucking pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome that I thought we'd talk about it twice.
Yeah. Why not?
So,
ding dong.
If you've not got it yet,
it's a good game.
It is a good game. If you like those sort of free roaming games,
I love free roaming.
Lasts forever. It's so much money value for money.
Yeah.
That I'm like 20% into the game, and I feel like I've not even scratched the surface.
Yeah, but that's like Grand Theft, isn't it three times bigger.
Yeah, it's three times bigger than Grand Theft. It's set in kind of like colonial
1899
America.
Yeah.
So like Wild West.
Yeah. Not a lot of people nowadays.
Not a lot of people nowadays.
On the fact of how long did the cowboy era last?
I don't know. How long did the cowboy era last? I say
20 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Very long. I suppose that was why it was the Wild West, because it was like lawless.
Well, yeah, the thing that changed
and
it
then
was
they had to sort it out rapid. Yeah.
And the poles, you know, to contact each other, Morse code. It's on his way.
Coming through.
Coming through.
Someone asked us, actually, do you know that Morse code bit at the end of the episode that we had on for a while?
Yeah.
Said, what did it mean? Or was it a secret code?
I think it's SOS, isn't it?
It might have been SOS.
Which is three dots, three dashes, three dots.
If you just keep fucking smashing the button, I think somebody will realise that you were interested.
You could be just telling them fuck off, you knobhead.
And he's like, actually,
it's the 12 monkey effect.
He's tapping out the lyrics to All the Small Things by Blink-182.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, true.
That's that guy, isn't it? What's his face? Anyway, Red Dead Redemption. So give us your review.
My review so far is that I like the movement. I like that there's shed load of animals.
Isn't the I've caught a few animals. And I've fished a bit. I've done a bit of fishing.
I've done more hunting on this one already, and I haven't even really. I've only hit like one.
I was actually thinking this before. If you're a vegetarian,
how
do you
stand on it?
What's your stance on Red Dead Redemption 2? I mean,
you don't have to, if you think about it, do the same as you do now. You'd have carrots, swede, whatever.
You could totally live without the meat, but it's a source of income in the game. So how?
Well, you could do the cows, or like, you know, you can
wrangle,
deal with the cattle and sell it on. Bang. You're going to sell it to the butcher anyway. Okay, go for it. There you are. Maybe a little...
Oh, yeah, because you can take your cattle to...
Well, not even that. If you don't even want to deal with animals, I'm growing carrots, I'm growing swede, I'm growing fucking sweet corn, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, fair play.
Yeah, I'm growing weed, there we are, there's your income.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Unfortunately, those aren't options in the game, so
no,
I mean...
No,
but you like the movement...
Could come in for it, though.
So what's the kind of the... What would you say if you were trying to sell it to somebody and say how good it was? What would you say the overall sort of story is, or...
Right, well, basically it goes back, doesn't it? It goes forward.
Yeah, because in this one, because it was like they were having problems in Blackwater, weren't they?
Yeah.
The whole lot.
Yeah, from the beginning, yeah.
Where they used to live, but yeah. Don't go too much into the story, but
yeah.
Like,
well, basically, you've got a bunch of travellers
who've
had to come out of Blackwater because they've done something, because they're basically crooks. They're trying to earn a living, but, like, you know, they don't get... So they've joined together, they've done something there, they've got a life, they've created a shitload of money or whatever, but then they were run out of town. So now they were on the run, so they've had to find somewhere to set up, which they set up in the mountains. And then...
kind of reminded me of, like, that Donner Party story about, you know, at the beginning, where they were all in the mountains in, like, deep snow.
Oh,
yeah. Have to cannibalise each other. I was fortunate that that didn't happen in this game. I thought that might... But,
well,
you know,
yeah, that would have been
right
a,
at the beginning.
A little twist.
Ooh, right, yeah. At the beginning of the... Oh, God,
yeah,
just
your
before
character was
the
main
eater.
Oh, no. Well, there's plenty of animals. There's far too many animals.
I'll give it a 5-star anyway.
I will give it, up to now, 4.5.
I want to see what multiplayer's like, and then...
I wasn't going to buy it for weeks, but I'd seen a little bit on it, and it was like, right on that on the day that it was released, it was like, you know, last minute, yeah, I'd buy it. I think it'd be all right, and then got on it about 12 o'clock, and I didn't leave till 5
in the
morning. I was on it like 5 hours straight.
Well, I'm addicted, so, but I won't talk about it for too much. So yeah, I've got some MCU news.
Oh,
everyone's been waiting for the Avengers. The new Avengers is going to be coming out next year.
Yeah.
Everyone's been kind of online trying to see what sneak peeks or if there's any sort of leaks or anything like that, trying to get their head around whether there's going to be a plot leak or what we're trying to...
Someone's got to leak something in this day and age.
Theories about what's happening.
Well, there's definitely going to be theories without a shadow.
Marvel have just announced that the trailer will be dropping before Christmas.
Oh, sweet. So,
so
then, when's it out?
It's out next year, right?
But when next year?
It's going to be a summer movie, so it's going to probably be June, July, right?
I want it sooner.
Potentially sooner, I'm not too sure. But
I would have thought about February.
If you think about it, we're at the end of October now, so we've only got a couple of weeks before they drop that. That's any imminent trailer for Avengers 4.
I don't want the trailer, I want the film.
Oh yeah, you'll get the film,
I mean?
But it'll be nice to see because it'll get you
getting the mind going,
what they're going to do, or they're
going to... Yeah, and they're
going to
mind fuck you, aren't they, when you're going to go in and have a look and it gives you the trailer, this. What the fuck happened there?
Well,
what the hell's going on there?
There's been one little spoiler that's been dropped, right?
See, and already?
They always come, right, from toy manufacturers. Because if you think about it, these toy manufacturers are privy to, like, info before the film comes out because they've got to make the toy lines, and it usually has, like, a new weapon or whatever.
Yeah.
Or a costume, right?
Yeah.
So this costume has been dropped of Pepper Potts from Iron Man, which is Pepper Potts's his sort of, like, love interest.
Did he marry her or not?
He's not married. Has he married? He's not married yet.
No, but I think he proposed.
He's proposed to her, and like they're going to have a kid at some point, they reckon.
Yeah.
Played by Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
And there's been a leak of her wearing an Iron Man outfit.
It's bound to happen.
And she shows up in the comics as a character called Rescue. Right? So she's got basically no weapons.
Good.
She just has like this purple Iron Man suit.
Right.
Pink and pinky purple.
And she's basically Mother Teresa in a fucking Iron Man
suit. Basically,
so.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that like she's gonna like fly off to save Tony from Titan, where he's been left dying.
Last bit, possibility actually.
Yeah. So, last bit of Marvel sort of Netflix news. Iron Fist and Luke Cage have both been cancelled.
Not surprised.
Not surprised. Iron Fist had some bad reviews. Luke Cage was alright. I like Luke Cage. But
that could watch it straight off that.
Well, this all comes down to this Disney app, because basically they've told them or everyone who's involved in kind of their property that they'll let contracts run out at the moment.
Right.
But you know, once everything's done, like they'll take back all their films, shows,
all the goods.
to put on their app. And so I don't think Netflix want to invest money in making new series, so they've just cancelled it.
I really don't blame them. I mean, the way it's all switching around, as soon as someone's got a good thing, some big knobhead wants to pick it up.
Some big knobhead.
Yeah. They all want to pick it up because they know they incorporate it, make loads of money for them, and so he can pay his little bit to his employees.
Yeah.
And to the government, and yet the person who actually developed it and like didn't really want to sell it on, but was pushed on to do it, could be another, you know, share the wealth, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like no wonder no one can fucking earn now. As soon as someone makes something, big corporation comes in, and goes, "I'll buy it off you."
I just think it kind of makes it. You know, it's gonna come to a point where you can't afford all these apps because it's too many. Then it's like.
I think there's past the time on that.
Just get...
we can't afford the apps.
It used
to be... You afford giving your data away all the time.
Well, no, but so
you go, you're already doing it.
But, I mean, like, at least when you had the Sky TV package, it was like everything was controlled by one provider, right? And now there's so many providers out there.
Yeah, but the problem with that is...
You're getting... You feel like you're missing out on a show because you haven't got... Hulu or Amazon Prime or Netflix or the Disney app or DC Universe or whatever the
else. Yeah, but you're not looking behind them because it's like, let's say the papers, like different papers. Like there's people like who own them papers, but then there are corporations that own them people who own them papers.
Yeah.
So you're talking like in America, there's only six people who own all the papers.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's a
through corporations and through like 50 like corporations in one and shit.
It's a media monopoly.
Yeah,
and
it's all a monopoly.
Yeah,
it's for the rich to like get richer and the poor to get poorer. Where's the middle class no more?
Oh, I had one more. I actually had one more piece of news, but I forgot to mention it. But I'll leave that till later.
Why?
Because it kind of ties into next week's show as well. So yeah, we'll throw that in at the end. Yeah, well, that's it for the entertainment news.
Yeah.
Entertainment news.
Yeah.
What's happening with the world of the Halloween then?
The Halloween. I think we should have.
Because I don't know very much about it, and I've got a thing. Our kid sent me a video to watch, a documentary, and it'd been popping up in my feed, and I just like I've watched a bit of it and I sent it over to you
because
doing the research for Halloween.
Yeah,
but he's done his own work and he's gonna blow our minds with what Halloween is about.
Well, yeah. So if I can
go on then.
But like this is all the info that I've found out about, and like there's bits in between that like I'm gonna miss out because, and there's a lot more to it behind it as well, and symbolism and stuff. Which I'm not going to get into, but I'm going to just get into Halloween, how it started and all that. Well, basically it was druids and I can't remember the other group's name.
Sumerians. Catholic. So was it just kind of like
let's go on with the druids. The druids and some other groups went into a thing called on this day was Neverworld. Right. They called it Neverworld because it opened a door so you'd honour the dead.
All right.
Neverland.
So yeah. Not Neverland as in Michael Jackson's Neverland.
Yeah. No.
It's like that's probably hell on earth.
Yeah.
But no,
probably.
You're talking about kind of like
a little doorway,
portal to the other side.
Yeah. Like a multi-universe or like on the ghost side.
Yeah.
But basically they'd set a fire.
Ghostbusters style, where Gozer comes through the portal.
Like that. Basically they'd have a fire and everyone would get together, they'd have food and, you know, drink.
So would
and all
they
that.
Be doing like people would get together, and this is the Druids, and they'd get together and do like chants and incantations to open this portal?
Yeah.
And for what reason? Like, why were they doing
to
it?
To honour the dead.
Right.
So they can celebrate with the dead on that day.
Because this always does seem that's what Halloween kind of has, this sort of like honouring the dead vibe a lot of the time, doesn't it? And it's like even the Mexican Day of the Dead.
Celtics,
was it the Celtics?
Well. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they were another group that you see. They're basically sort of similar. They were. So it was called the Samhain, which was spelled Samhain, and it was the New Year for the Celtics, basically.
Right. Okay.
Both to honour the Crone, which was known as the Elder Princess.
Ah, yes. See, the Crone comes up actually when I was looking into the Salem Witch Trial stuff, and it's like a kind of like the wise woman.
Yeah, it's like a witch doctor.
She's like a witch, but she doesn't. They stopped calling themselves witches because like other witches were giving them a bad name.
Well, Well, it also
as like a shaman or
it's
a wise woman.
Because of the Christians, that's the reason.
Well, that's because the Christians were trying. They put, like I said, they put it in the King James Bible that you don't tolerate a witch to live.
No.
Right. So, any witch calling herself a witch was obviously against Christianity.
It was
treason.
Well, they weren't actually known as witches first. They were known as hags.
Yeah, well, no, that's why they went underground.
Yeah, well, no, originally...
Oh, so originally they were called hags.
Yeah, they were called hags, which meant wise or honourable wisdom.
Right.
And then thousands of years later on, it turned out that they turned it into witch. And then...
Why the change, though? Do you know what I mean? Because I suppose... It was that period when they started calling themselves witches that...
Yeah, well, it's a sort of religion, isn't it? So the religion will change with the time, so it'll be, you have to do this, you don't do that, you...
Well, I suppose it's all on balance as well, isn't it? So it's like you get good people and bad people, and if they believe in this sort of magic, then they'd stand to reason there'd be people who want to use it for good and what people who want to use it for bad.
Well, that's true, that's true. Well, what they used to do is the campfire, and they used to put sweets on it around it as well, because even though they're on a dead, they believed that come through, they also there was evil spirits and like demons that come through as well.
Okay.
So that's why they dress up.
So they were trying. So like they knew that even though they'd open this portal and that you get their relatives and loved ones coming through, there's always
good,
the possibility that the bad's going to come through as well. Right.
Yeah, a bit of yin and yang there.
All right.
Yeah. So that's why you dress up. So the spirit wouldn't go into you because
they'd think you were a demon too.
A demon itself, yeah.
That's really stupid.
Yeah. So that's where all the dressing up like kind of stuff come into it.
Yeah, it's crazy though, because it's like, you know, if you saw what people dressed up as today, you'd just be like, right, so you look like George Michael. I'm gonna just do you anyway.
I see, you know what I mean?
You're dressed like Freddie Mercury.
So then, like what we were saying, when Christianity got hold of it, like, they changed it into Hallow Eve, which is holy.
Yeah, it's All Hallows Eve, is it?
Yeah. But then, if you realise what I just said, was holy.
Okay.
It's not no more.
Well,
an honour to our ancestors.
Any religion sort of take on that as a... I mean, it's a kind of a... they call it a pagan religion, or pagan tradition, Halloween,
because it's all the stuff that it originated from. I mean, 4,000 years ago, the Sumerians, there was a tablet that's been found that basically the Sumerians found this tablet, and it was called the Epic of, now let me get this right, Gangalesh. I believe that's what it is. Which was, it had the story of like the Halloween, the beginnings of like Halloween, which was for a goddess, she-demon, called Lilith.
Oh, Lillian, yeah. I've heard of, like, it was the devil's, yeah, like wife or sister. Yeah, some, it was like a she-demon. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, well,
Lilith, is it?
Yeah. That's, yeah. Night hags, or known as nightmares, a.k.a. I thought, I can't
I think that's why, if you watched Frasier, right, that's why they named Frasier's wife Lilith.
Yeah.
Because she was, like, cold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
ice queen.
Would you know the symbol of her?
No, no.
The symbol of her is the owl, which is the owl that uses in Halloween.
Yeah, there's a lot of symbolism in Halloween, isn't there? And I'll go into this in the top 10 later, yeah. And it's like the symbolism, like the moon and pumpkins, yeah. And the black cat. We've got our black cat here tonight, Harley. Yeah. Harley's here tonight with us.
Protecting
and they protect us. Yeah, protect us warlocks in our conjurings.
Spelling.
Making brews of coffee and tea.
Yeah. Or a hot chocolate. Yeah.
Or a Bovril, whatever you fancy.
Well, no, I don't fancy a Bovril.
No, no. You like it. You hate it, or you love it.
Well, that's it, innit? But do you know what she used to do? Why they were scared of her?
No. Well, is she just a bit kind of like the town weirdo?
No, well, basically, she'd stop a man from producing kids. If she wouldn't, and get him into sexual acts.
Oh, but how do you mean?
She would get mess with him if they didn't do what she said. She'd go like, boom.
Wait,
you ain't
going to
have kids, you're going to have no spunk, you're going to be a Jaffa now.
You're going to be a seedless orange.
Yeah.
Well, right. Could this not have been that the guy got caught playing away, right, on the sexual thing?
Possibility in anything.
Yeah, and he's just gone, oh, the witch did it to me. Or
what, he was how just, he stops his spunk.
Or, well, might have just been a Jaffa anyway, and he couldn't cope with it. Male pride.
Well,
and just went, oh, I need someone to blame. I'm going to blame that witch you were bumped into in the co-op. Because she pushed into me.
She's a spirit.
I pushed in front of her at the co-op.
She's an actual person.
Fucking cursed me.
She's a spirit that everyone's got to be afraid of.
Well, in that case, basically. Even more worse, because
but
it's like
night,
that's like even giving the blame on somebody who isn't there. You've not even got a fucking person to point finger at. The ghost did it.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's true. But it's also connected to Lord of Darkness.
Okay.
Because
the Lord of Darkness is in Satan.
Yeah, basically. Which that's the spirit they're trying to, you know, please.
Yeah, of course. So he's the big honcho, isn't he? So Lord, it's like, why not?
Suwin.
Okay.
Yeah, Suwin. Lord Suwin. So, because that's what it's a celebration of.
Yeah, well, that's it, and that suing thing comes up again, so, yeah.
It does. But the symbol to him is a stag.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. But you know, how come a stag's always seen as a noble creature, then? They always, that as a symbolism in sort
well, that's
of
how druids got to, it's their symbol.
Noble
it's one
stag.
Of their symbolisms.
Oh, right, okay, so we've kind of took that from them. But
but that was from the
animals,
beginning, apparently.
So, you know, to have that connection to something so
unholy
and demonic.
Oh, yeah.
But is that because of the antlers? Is that because of the sort of the horned demon?
It's a powerful beast,
well, I suppose
isn't it?
It's a horned beast, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, the antlered beast.
Well, I won't call it a beast, but I'll call it a powerful.
Any sort of animal like that, a beast's like a four-legged animal, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. No. I'd say a beast is like
an ox or a cow or
a bear.
Pig or bear.
You know, big bear.
Yeah, but
not
it
like
depends.
A tiny one.
I think they do fall under that category.
Yeah, they can do.
It
depends on your interpretation.
Yes.
To be honest.
I was run over by a beast.
Yes. Beast, it's a fucking fairy. What's going on?
Remove these demons.
Yeah, come on. But they used to celebrate a gods called Morlock and Samhain.
Right, okay.
Which had something to do, which ended up being where all the sacrifices and, you know, people getting killed and stuff like that come into it. Please them, which they were like the sun gods, or which in back in them days the sun wasn't the sun, it was Saturn.
Right. Okay.
There's loads of symbolism around that, but I'm not going to get into
so
that.
So they worship the gods of Saturn rather than the sun gods, right?
Yeah, it's Saturn. It's like a
I did see something a while back about the gods, and I think because of the way the planets are, I think it was they named the planets after the gods. So
Jupiter and
Saturn were big players in the god thing. I think I can't recall
Mars,
it off the top of my head.
The god
at the
of
moment,
war,
but yeah,
like Mars.
That's it. Venus is as well a god.
And that's where, basically, from there, that's where I found that Christianity started to wanted the Druids and the other groups to change and come into Christianity, and that's where the witch burning started.
Yeah, well, that's, it went on for
so it's about
hundreds 1500, of years, that.
1500, something like that.
Fucking hell, a lot of people unnecessarily died, because as we all know, witches aren't real
to
that extent.
The Greeks got into this.
I mean, I don't like to say we were going to have a witch on, and I hope we do still get her on. I'm not to say that I don't believe their philosophies and thinkings in like the way that it's earth and nature and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm interested to hear what they have to say.
But
in the terms of the modern interpretation of the witch, riding around on a broomstick, even at Harry Potter level,
you're gonna get one or two. Like
doesn't
that.
Exist.
You're gonna
There's
get
no
one
Hogwarts.
Or two, like trying to play that one.
But
you will.
So
you will.
So but, it started to change. We got the witch trials, and then did it go from there?
From there, 80,000 people in Europe died. Germany was the worst place, and obviously the story of what we were talking about on our last pod.
Yeah,
when
we had the Salem witch trials, where you've got, it was more over like the Europe and American colonies, wasn't it?
Yeah, but Europe had it. Germany was the worst place.
How Halloween's changed and gone so commercial now, though. It's like the second biggest.
But the Christianity wanted to stop all the slaughtering and all that. But
so
this
what,
is where
so
pumpkins
they decided
come
to make
into.
It fun. It's like, right, guys, you too many sacrifices in this holiday. Can we not just make it like, you know, trick or treating and sweets?
Well, do you know where the
how come sweets are always involved?
Because that's what the demons would.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. Right, Jesus is
Demon.
Jesus is resurrected. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Easter, we'll have chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know where that fucking comes from.
Right. Then we've got Halloween.
Yeah.
Where worshipping Satan, witches, and opening portals to the afterlife to see your old school relatives.
Yeah.
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 Turns into knocking on doors asking for sweets.
Because you dress as a demon and the demon wants sweets. Give a demon a sweet. That's what he wants.
And that's our moral of the day.
And that is basically where
see a demon, give him a sweet. And do you know what? The world would be a better place.
Yeah.
And the world
should be.
Would be
but
a
it fucking won't be. Tell you that for nothing.
For you and the demons.
And the pumpkins start to come into that kind of thing.
Yeah, because this is weird as well, because like pumpkins are.
Yeah, because we're going to have a combo under this, because you might have a different definition to mine.
Oh, no, I was just going to talk about how like the pumpkins are just orange, but like, and the colour is orange, obviously, is synonymous with Halloween.
Yeah.
But.
But you won't want one.
I like pumpkin soup.
Yeah, but you won't want one. What? You won't want one outside your bloody door.
Oh, right. Like
if you were
a
druid, you would shit it.
Right, well, I've got a story. I know a story about why that is. But go on, you give us yours.
Well, all right, I'll give you mine. All right, well, the jack-o'-lanterns, right, were used in England, you know,
It's turning into a bit of a trivia off.
It is.
Come on.
It is. to turn into you know, to look for you know, people with fellow.
I thought you were going to say look for PPI.
Oh no!
If you have PPI,
oh don't endorse them fuckers. Yeah, they were for, you know, people who fell overboard, to see a light, to go swim near it and stuff like that, which ended up turning into being called the...
I would have thought that if it was to make a lantern out of it...
Corpse candles, ooh. They ended up calling them corpse candles.
But it would make sense if they used them on, like, say, an end of a stick and they were in a boat... Yeah. And if it fell off, it'd float. Do you know what I mean? Because it's root vegetable. Root vegetables generally float, especially when hollowed out.
Yeah, but no, because it worked out on that.
That's not where I'm going. That's just a thought I've
just
had.
Yeah, but that's... Ah, see.
Now, I've got a story about the jack-o'-lantern. So...
Which is known.
We'll go
it's
with
the corpse candle.
The corpse. So why did they call it...
Because you'll find more dead bodies than you would find living bodies, won't you, in the sea?
Right, okay.
So they ended up calling them the corpse candles. For men at sea and land.
I thought you was going to say that they set fire to corpses.
Basically to bring them home.
Right.
You know, dead or alive, you coming home.
So why...
And
so what?
The pumpkin started now. Now the druids basically would knock on your door on this day and ask you to donate, go to the mail... of the house and ask to donate a body for the crucifying
crucify it.
Yeah.
What, like a sacrifice?
Every house, yeah. Every single house.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but I don't know how that works out for
that's a lot of people. Yeah. How come this stuff isn't like kind
so
of
so I
like
think one of them will get collected top. Out of all of them, you know what I mean? Something like one or two of them will get, right, give us one. We're going to have a queue down there.
It's
they're all going to take a ticket.
It's a bit Hunger Games.
Whoever gets the wrong one, fucking, you're getting corpse, mate.
I don't know about that. That's a bit Hunger
right,
Games.
Right, and,
that.
Yeah, but the reason the pumpkin comes into it is because if you said no, if you said yes,
right,
you would have a pumpkin put outside your house.
Right, okay.
With a candle in it, so everyone knew you'd give away one of your family. But also the spirits would know that you'd given away one of the family, so you don't need to go near them.
All right, like a little bit of a nut.
Yeah, just... but if they said no, that was a bit worse. If they said no, with human blood, they would put an hexagon and symbols on your house, so the demons would come to your house, because they know it's feeding time there.
Right.
They'd go in, and somewhere along the lines, someone within that house will go nuts.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and that's
the
how
deep, so like a
pumpkin was brought up into having the candle in and put outside your doorstep.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's how...
That's what you found out? That's what you found out?
But you know, like all of this, like, you know, we've only got a certain amount of information.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like,
it might be right, it might
like
be wrong.
How many different stories and interpretations there are on certain things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like... I'm not saying any of that's like any of what you're saying's you know, thinking, because I don't know as much, you know, in terms of like the history of it.
Yeah.
Right. I've just researched a few facts and got a top 10 together, but
all right,
these are quite small. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but where are you up to in terms of like this? Where did it go from there?
What, present day?
Yeah, so present day time. So where are we up to in terms of, like, what's going on? How have we got from there to now?
Well, I believe they moved to Bognor Regis.
Oh, what, they went on a camp at caravan?
Yeah, they thought, I'm going on a wild ride now.
Probably, yeah. They went to see, like, some, like, ex-boy band on stage.
Yeah.
The witches and the
Bros.
Goblins and stuff. Oh, yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, they're on a comeback, apparently.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, I know.
They
right,
do those tours anyway, but like, so what? So right, so they've gone from like this Catholic belief of Halloween, not Catholic, yeah. So like, yeah, the church belief of Halloween, where it's a treason. It's
yeah, well, basically
it's a
they
sin,
wanted to, yeah, they
and
wanted
now all
to
of
change.
A sudden, we're at where we are today.
Yeah, which is a lot of stuff that's been hidden, and only a few little bit of bullshit that's been let out.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they should be teaching all this. These are quite a lot of history to these holidays and stuff that we take for granted, and they don't put that info out.
You don't. Kids don't even know what where Samaria were.
Yeah, well, you ask a kid what Halloween's about, and they just say, getting sweets.
Yeah, it's from America. America didn't even invent it.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah. It's furthest from America than you possibly can imagine, because it was Druids and originated more locally to us than them.
Yeah.
And it's just the commercialism that they've took into
Just fucking ridiculous. Cards, fucking sweets, costumes...
boo-hooing it. We like fun, honest.
You've got to understand that you've come not from the fucking big life.
These dark origins to something that you kind of like get dressed up for just for a laugh, and it's not about the.
What
are we celebrating there in terms of like you know
celebrating a doorway to be opened realistically where no one. That's why everyone dresses up, but they don't realise it was for the day of the dead to come and, like, see you.
But that's what I was saying about Mexico. They have the Day of the Dead, and it's to celebrate the dead. And this does sound very similar.
They
don't have it as Halloween like that. They have it as a celebration of the
dead. Yeah, well, that's what it was. It was a celebration. We're all going to party with the dead, but we're going to dress up as demons in that. Because
so they don't interact with us,
yeah.
And
we leave sweets out for everyone, so the demons can concentrate on the sweeties and the meat and the alcohol.
It's just
and
basically
that
had this Hollywood pop culture sort of shine on it, hasn't it, really, in terms of horror movies and like capitalism.
The history's not being told the truth.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
It's banned out of order and. Like, the companies are jumped all over it and gone. I mean, Halloween wasn't like what it is now.
It was
less expensive. It was, no, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. But if you don't do it, then, you're a fucking bore.
You're a weirdo because you don't dress up like a fucking tampon.
I'm a weirdo. You're dressed up like a fucking vicar. More tea, Vicar.
Well, here's a few facts for you. I've got a couple of Halloween facts before I get onto the top 10.
Halloween facts.
They will say facts. They're open to personal opinion.
Well, you tell me, son, and I'll tell you.
Right, so $2 billion spent in the US on a year on Halloween costumes. That's a lot of money, isn't it? $2 billion, right? Now, it's only fucking in comparison to the $330 million that they spend on pet costumes. In America,
pet costumes
a year, right? I mean, the $2 billion is kind of like, all right, I can see that, but $330 million on pet costumes.
I think that's a market to go into, don't you?
What, yeah, making like little Halloween costumes for your cat and your dog?
Jesus.
Can you get anything for like, I've got a pet octopus, what can it go?
I'm sure we can find something too. What about a wetsuit?
Yeah.
I wonder if you like that.
It could go, Dave, I've got a lovely Davy Jones costume here for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been axed, hasn't he, Johnny
Has
Depp?
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he has, yeah.
They basically
said
they're carrying on the franchise, but they're going to get a new pirate in. Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's not a Halloween fact, by the way. That's just a general bit of info.
General gossip.
It's the second largest holiday grossing wise, you know, in terms
first
of making
Christmas.
Money versus Christmas, which is the first.
Christmas always wins.
Norman Corvin grew the largest pumpkin. Back in 2006, and it was 379 kilograms.
Whoa!
And 2003 that was. And in 2006, 30,120 jack-o'-lanterns were all lit at once in a world record-breaking attempt in Massachusetts.
That's a lot.
In the States, and
that's a lot.
If you hear a twit twoo,
it's not here, is it? It's not that.
On Hallow's Eve.
It's not here.
It means that somebody's gonna die.
Ah, but did you know the male goes twit and she says who?
Oh, right. No, I didn't know
that. So whenever you hear twit, it's the male. Whenever you hear who, It's a female.
Ah, well, there you go. I didn't know that. Yeah. So it's a pair of
a pair
of owls.
Yeah.
Right, well, they are synonymous with Halloween, aren't they?
Well, yes. Well, you know, Sumerians, you know.
They all worshipped the owl, didn't they? Yeah, that's true. Is that like the Lily thing? Yeah. Lillian.
Yeah.
Well, the I'm going to go into the top 10. Now, right. This is a top 10 Halloween fact.
Right.
And it's not a fact like I was just saying there. This kind of is. They were just extra facts, really. But this is the top 10 fact.
Oh, yeah.
They were honourable mentions, if you like. So, going to go straight into it. At number 10, Sanomophobia is a fear, an irrational fear of Halloween.
Where are you going to go?
Nowhere, staying.
Just
stay home.
Yeah, but
you can't go to the shop. You can't. You couldn't go to the shop from like beginning of September because they have the seasonal aisle. Right. So you just basically like got to write that month off, haven't you?
Well, you need to get. You need to prepare. Do it.
People
as
have
if...
weird phobias.
Yeah, but in another way.
Have you got any phobias?
Me, no.
I haven't.
No.
I'm just like. I just think there must be something that I have an irrational fear of.
I have a little bit of fear of, like, falling.
Oh, yeah. I think that's just...
Well, it's not...
An irrational fear. That's
it's
just...
not. It's not that. It's not falling. It's the fucking landing that's a problem.
Yeah, totally. And that's that it's... I think an irrational fear is something that you just... It's just stupid. Like, spiders, that's an irrational fear, right?
Yeah,
as far as I'm concerned, because a spider, to me, is more scared of you than you are them.
But if you haven't got fear, you won't get courage. If you don't get courage...
Oh, I've got fear of, like, you know, the normal common sense things that, you know...
You've got to face up to
it
at the end of it.
Don't get in a lion pit with lions.
What would happen if the world went
up?
Don't hold
a firework in your clenched fist.
Well,
These are just general stuff that you should know.
Yeah, but they're just general, don't be a twit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And, like, but, you know, I've got fears of things happening to... friends and family and whatnot, they're not irrational fears, they're just their normal everyday fears.
Yeah, so have you got any irrational fears?
He's scared of bananas. I used to know a guy who was a phobia against bananas.
I know, it's loads against clowns.
Yeah, well, there you go, that's an irrational fear.
And it's like, oh, just take his nose off. But then again, it went a bit too far in America.
There was clowns with
that,
no red noses, you know. Oh, yeah, those clowns. People,
went
freaky
all fucking
clowns.
Weird, man. It was like, what the fuck? No fun and games no more.
At number 9, animal shelters stopped adopting black cats out around Halloween time.
Don't blame me.
Because they were having fears that they might be sacrificed in
Halloween
ritual.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Yeah.
And there's probably bits of information in history that the cat has died over a...
Oh, well,
I
always thought, like, the black cat was kind of the protector of witches.
Yeah, it's possible.
Right?
Yeah, but imagine... Well, the witches must have someone against them.
Some people out there, though, isn't there?
So hold on. If the protector's protecting you, let's say your cat is protecting you...
Who's protecting the protector?
Exactly. All I do is, here's some food, get out the door,
lock the door. Get the protector out of the way, and then you're done, aren't you?
So you take out the cat first.
Well, number 8, before pumpkins were widely available to people, people would use turnips,
carrots,
beetroots,
and
other root vegetables to make lanterns out of. The name jack-o'-lantern comes from a story in the English of an Englishman called Jack, who tricked the devil 3 times and was not allowed into heaven or hell, and basically had to walk the earth like the Incredible Hulk.
For the rest of his days.
Alone with his lantern. And that's where, kind of like, that's the story Jack the Lantern or Jack-o'-Lantern.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I didn't come across that. I come across...
Like I say, there's loads of different, interpretations of things and kind of like you say, Chinese whispers or...
Yeah,
someone's just made up a story and it's just got attached to the myth.
Yeah, this is it. Well, dragons, monsters, beasts within the lakes. Yeah, there might be a beast in the lake, but we haven't fucking seen one.
Yeah.
No one's took a photo of it, and until it pops its head up, which it might at one point or another, then don't worry about it.
Do you know what the correct way of spelling Halloween is?
No.
At number 7?
Go for it.
Well, they say the correct Halloween spelling is H-A-L-L-O-W-E-E-N. E-I-E-N.
Right.
Halloween.
Okay.
Like, yeah. But again, I wouldn't spell it like that. But, you know, that's...
No, I don't think a lot of people
would. That's because I'm ignorant.
Well.
So, number six.
It's only your right, sir.
Halloween is short for Hallow's Eve or Hallow's Evening.
Yes,
and
yeah,
apparently originated from Ireland 2,000 years ago. Like, yeah, the Druids probably came from, like, the Celtic sort of
Celtic side of it was there as well, yeah.
The Celtics and
it's
the
basically
Druids.
Roughly the same ideology.
Trick-or-treating also came from Ireland. And they say, like, when you're saying about kind of souling, he was saying it was like a medieval ritual that called souling,
which was Lord of what was it again?
The devil.
Basically the devil.
And
Lord
was
of death.
Like the Lord of Death, but they went knocking door to door.
Yeah.
And on Hallow's Eve or Hallowmas, which was another name for it.
Yeah.
I think Hallowmas was November, like. Towards like a beginning or towards the end of November, though, in this bit of info I found.
Well, that's like Christmas.
For food, and in return, they would give prayers to the dead. So, yeah, similar to what you were saying there earlier about, like, you know, prayers, like, you know, because there might be people out there who, you know, wanted to celebrate their people. But
hey, if you're a druid or, you know,
they might have had that panophobia.
Yeah.
And didn't want to go out because they were like scared of Halloween irrationally. Yeah, so they pay these trick or treaters to go out and mourn for them.
Yeah.
Professionally.
Yeah, scare them. Yeah. Knock on the door and go, babe, give us your fucking sweets now.
The colour orange at number four.
What?
It's not a Prince song. Oh,
yeah, I was going to say, isn't that supposed to be purple?
Colour purple. It's associated with Halloween, and it's probably due to the pumpkins.
Yeah.
Although they come in loads of colours, pumpkins, they come with white, you can get purple. They're all orange inside.
Because it's the outer protection layer.
Yeah, it's the layer that's not, and sometimes they are, but quite a lot of time they are. But
yeah.
They do come in other colours, but it's
the
inside
kind of waxy,
that's synonymous.
So it's like a substance to protect it from any insects getting into it.
At number three, crazy candy. So there's been loads of reports of harmful stuff being put in the candy or sweets.
Yeah, when there were a big thing last
razor
year about
blades
that.
And drugs and all sorts get put in.
It's getting ridiculous.
In 1977, a boy died when his dad put cyanide in his swizzly stick sweets.
Oh, why?
Right, because he wanted to collect on an insurance.
So he wanted to kill his son.
Yep.
To get some
fucking
money.
And they were
going to
blame it on Halloween
like.
Candy. So yeah. What and it sparked off a massive thing in the '70s, and obviously since the safety of your kids on Halloween.
Well, yeah, of course. Especially now at this day and age. I mean, like we reported the other week, like for every one person, every one male or female, there's 200 kids.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
You're still shocked by
that is
weeks, weeks later.
You know what I mean? Because they're supposed to be... It takes a village to look after a child. You know what I mean? And that village is fucking burning down.
Well,
it's nearly burnt down.
Talking about...
unless it's on the fucking news or something.
No, oh, God, right, yeah. Number two, haunted houses. Do you know these attractions where they have a haunted house and they have people jumping out? Right, well, you know, they say that haunted houses, nobody get hurt. It's all fun and games stuff like that, yeah. And it's all fake. It's not real. No one's going to hurt you.
They're just going, I'm paying them a fiver so they can
Well,
pull
you'd
leg.
Be surprised how many people do get injured, and it's not the people who were going into the haunted houses.
Oh, the owners.
It's the workers.
Oh, yeah. Shame.
There's so many reports of where they've been punched, kicked, and even bitten.
What?
Yeah, because... them usually by like a scared like woman or man, I suppose, where they've gone in and they've shit it and you know, instincts kicked in and they've just kicked out or punched out, and the worker who's jumped out dressed like a zombie or a ghost or whatever has took a punch or took a kick or a bite.
Well, you should be a prick.
So he's only trying to make a living. It's not like he's a thingy, that's his job.
Yeah, but fucking hell, man, not on a job.
Oh well. Yeah,
oh,
so that, just don't go into that line of work if you don't want to get punched in the face.
Or if you do.
And number
Depends
one.
There's some kinky people out there these
this
days.
This is interesting, this one.
Go on.
You know, the full moon's always associated with Halloween as well, isn't it? Do you know when you see the full moon?
Yeah.
Always on, like, you know, the bump. It's
supposed to be on Halloween, you know, every time.
On
every
the POS
year.
In, yeah. And stuff like that. There's always a full moon.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised again to realise that it almost never happens.
Don't believe you.
No, seriously, there's hardly ever a full moon on Halloween. And the last one was in 2001. And this only happened four times before that, going back as far as 1925. So there was a full moon on Halloween in 1925.
Yeah.
One in 1944.
Right.
One in 1955.
Okay.
One in 1974.
Yeah.
2001 was our last one.
Yeah.
And they're not expecting another one until 2020.
Well, get your brollies out and wait for 2020.
Yeah. So, brollies out.
Yeah, well, it will rain.
Well, if you want to go and witness the full moon.
Yeah, it will rain, yeah. So it'll wipe the spirits off of you or something. Some wizard has, you know, pulled out of his out.
Are you tripping?
I don't know, I'm sounding like it.
I think his medication's starting to kick in.
Or is it the ghost getting, the ghouls getting into me?
I think he's starting to talk in tongues.
Imagine
if we did a
devil's work.
We could do a podcast where we just talk in tongues the whole way. Or...
Well, you know tongue.
Or you could do, I'd learn it. Klingon.
Klingon, no, yeah. Klingon.
A whole podcast broadcasting Klingon.
That'd take me ages.
Or a full podcast in sign language.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that in a couple of weeks,
We'll do a full episode in sign language.
Yeah.
Or lip reading.
You
Yeah, so there you go. That's your top 10 facts about Halloween.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, really, isn't it, for the episode?
Yeah, it's been a freaky show.
I think now we're like kind of the past the Halloween season, and we're going to be getting into a few different, few good topics. In fact, yeah, I had a news story, didn't
you
I, earlier?
Have. Yes, you have.
And this is going to go into, I think, next week.
Brilliant.
So there's been a lot of reports of people. Hang on. There's been lots of kind of reports on the web about this.
Yeah.
And what it is a secret CIA document claims that evidence that a Martian race did actually exist.
Something I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but everyone's had speculation on this stuff like that. But this is actually a document that supposedly come out, right?
I've got a question.
From CIA, right? And basically it states that the thing that wiped him out was an environmental disaster. Right?
I can believe that.
Well, no, because you go and say like it must have been of like a nuclear disaster or
nuclear, everywhere's got, you know, a little bit of radiation and shit like that, different radiations. Now, there's certain radiations on this planet to suggest that there's something been, some species have been here earlier, or some events have happened where there's certain nuclear particles that are, you know, there's a load in certain areas and stuff.
Yeah.
So I could possibly believe that, but the question I got put on that is, could it be disinformation?
No, I know, because I know this research.
Because I know this,
and basically,
yeah,
it's and if you want to go back to episode 2, which was Andrew Bishago, and he claimed that he could cold read.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not remote view as well. Yeah. Basically, that was the bottom line of it. One of his superpowers. This file basically says that. Even suggests that we may have originated, or humans did originate from Mars, right? So this is all stuff that the conspiracy theorists around the world know already, right? But now this file's come available, been declassified, right?
Do you remember?
Now, like I say, this was all data collected from part of Project Stargate, right? And this project was developed between CIA and the Department of Defense, relating to remote viewing and other psychic sort of research, psychical research and stuff. So, that's kind of what, if you've seen that film, Men Who Stare at Goats.
No.
Have you not seen it?
I think I've seen the first, like, well, I don't know, about half hour, 45 minutes of it.
I need you to watch that for next week.
You need me to watch that for next week.
Just to get a kind of an understanding of what's going on in this sort of fucking, in this
I don't need to do that. This isn't a thingy, like a documentary.
It's a film.
What's his name?
It's actually got George Clooney in it, and he's actually pretty funny. But yeah, so basically next week it's all about the psychic arms race, and it's going to be a good one. So yeah, so that story. What was going to say?
There's been a lot of evidence on.
Well, I think with that, right, like I say, there was already a lot of evidence to support it, but why I've brought it up on today for today is because I thought it was interesting that they described it as a thingy sort of disaster, not a natural disaster, but like a climate disaster or something like that. Yeah, they made it out as if it was like...
it wasn't normal.
Yeah, like we've fucked it up. Wasn't for
normal reaction again, to the planet.
Like, you know, like it wasn't an ecological disaster. It was, you know, an environmental catastrophe.
Well, we're fucked then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it like, oh shit, have we still not learned our lesson that we're onto our second planet and we're fucking this one up as well? It's like, that's why I thought it was interesting. Do you know what I mean? So, something to think about, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but if you remember a couple of weeks, well, it might have been about 6 weeks ago, something like that. I said this kind of stuff be coming out more and more. You're seeing more and more of it coming out. There's a hell of a lot more information coming out, even though the net and that is being fucked with. But there's still things coming through.
I just think it kind of, they're just kind of trying to make it out as if it's more like, oh yeah, you can believe that now because we've put our spin on it.
Yeah, basically.
It was like, oh, all that what you believe, we didn't believe it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But now we've turned it into a
money maker, probably. They're probably actually making money out of the back of just putting that out. Yeah.
Well,
somewhere along the lines, well, someone would have.
Well, that's like I say. Well, that's pretty much it for our Halloween episode.
Yeah.
We'll just do the closing bits, and we've not really got any shout outs this week. Well, because basically we were going to do this as an extra episode, and we don't generally do shout outs in an extra. No. But we thought we'll give you a bit of a Halloween treat, and we'll bump it up and make it. Good episode, so we've not really got any shout outs.
No,
we'll get some in. If you want a shout out, give us a shout out, and we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah,
so yeah, you can always get on in touch with us over Twitter, at NASA_never, on Instagram at Never Straight Answer, you can email us at neverstraightanswer@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe on iTunes, Anchor FM, Spotify.
Come on,
Castbox.
Get your friends in.
All that stuff. Yeah, tell a friend. Yeah, because there's a lot of people who are enjoying us. And if you enjoy us, then
spread the wealth, man. Spread the wealth.
Yeah, because what I was going to say.
Well, spread the info. Spread the info that ain't being spread out.
Do you know what? I just like the fact that we're getting a nice little bit of a community going on.
And people
are listening in.
And we appreciate it as well, guys.
And, you know, it's always good to kind of have your input because it adds to the show, I think. So.
Well, and I like the idea that I've give a bit of information or you've give a bit of information and now two people are sat there talking about it.
And they've got to take that sort of initiative to get in touch with us and say how much they enjoyed it or you know whatever. If you want to leave us a comment, and what would really help us out is if you go on iTunes and give us a five star review.
Yeah.
And leave us a comment because that'd really help. Other than that, you can get a bit of merch.
Get yourself a hat or a t-shirt or a mug. I got a mug.
Yeah, I'm going to get a hoodie, I think, as well, because they're quite nice. And you can get them on Dizzy Jam at Never A Straight Answer, the store. And that's about it, pretty much.
I think.
So, next week we're going to be on a bit of a kind of a government black ops project.
Yeah, another one.
Which I think is Project Stargate.
Yes.
Which I think has got a lot of different elements to it. And there's a few people you wouldn't even expect to be involved, like Yuri Geller.
CIA brought him in, didn't they?
Yeah, so we'll get into that next week. But like I say, we thought we'd bump this episode up, and yeah. We've recorded it specially, so...
Yeah, it's not an extra.
We've recorded it on a separate occasion.
Back as well today, god damn it.
Yeah, so...
But it's for the fans, man.
So, yeah, so basically, that's it for us. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And you've been listening to A Never A Straight Answer.
Enjoy.
And we'll see you next time. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.